We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
I was asking Cody, are we here at the right time?
Yeesh.
Are we at the... It's 6 o'clock in the morning, right? Like, it's not 4 o'clock in the morning because it is dark
I
out.
I mean, it might be considering what it looks like everywhere else, too. Holy cow, bro.
I don't know if you're getting into the Mohawk Valley yet, but it is very dark out. We're getting rain, I think, all day today, you said?
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. Like,
okay.
It's just like these big chunks rolling on through all of the times.
Mm-hmm.
It is
ominous outdoors. Big Paul was here 5 minutes early, which is weird.
Yeah, he was behind me when I was pulling in.
What's going on?
Whoa.
Velcro is here early? What's going on?
He must have, like, not set an alarm and got up. You know what I mean? There's something. Man, though. Gonna have some weather. Oh, yeah, it's coming. All right, well.
Getting different reports around town. Still sun out in Little Falls.
Honestly, though.
When's your cheese fest, Little Falls?
We need it.
The rain, yeah.
I'm sick of walking on that
crunchy straw
that hurts your feet. Like,
yeah.
I like to walk when I walk Elsa. It's nice to go barefoot sometimes.
It is.
Or have my sandals on, and I can't do either. Like, I like to cross the street, and then I take my sandals off, and I leave them right there in the grass, and then we walk, and then I put them back on before we finish.
You like to ground. You're grounding.
It's nice.
Yeah.
But not in that.
Grass Squatch says, my lawn is dusty.
Dusty-ass
Dude
lawn.
Dude Man says, the Little Falls Cheese Fest, October 3rd.
There you go.
I do like that cheese fest. I gotta get out there.
I've never been to a cheese fest, sir.
I don't know what they do. I love the town of Little Falls. It's just like a cute little storybook town to me.
Although now I've been telling as many people I can that cheese fact that I told you about.
What cheese fact?
When you're eating warm cheese and such, when you're doing those type things, you want to avoid drinking cold beverages. There's some places over in the finer European cheese cities that will even say, no, you cannot have a cold water or whatever, because the second you're eating all this cheese, soon as that cold drink hits that cheese, rock. Turns it right into a rock.
I guess that makes sense.
So they'll serve you some warm tea, some white
wine.
Is
that with any cheese? If I'm just eating a cheese and crackers?
I think it's probably mostly room temperature and warm cheeses, because the more that you eat them and they get going.
No, that does make sense.
And I never thought about that.
If I'm eating a big old bowl of queso and then I'm chasing it down with some cold water, it's going
to
firm that queso right up in your belly.
Cheese fact!
It's not easy being cheesy, bud. It's not easy being cheesy. Cheese fact!
Cheese fact!
Well, we are here. We are live on a Tuesday morning, July 28th, year of our Lord.
Yeah, word. Straight up.
How was everyone's Monday? Good?
What
did I do yesterday?
What's up? Yeah.
What did I end up doing yesterday? What the hell's going on?
Monday?
I took the wife's car to get inspected.
Yep.
Got an inspection from Joe.
Nice.
Just starting to pack, get stuff ready around the house. Uneventful Monday. Just chilling.
Just hanging out.
You
got it. Do you make a list? I'm a list maker for vacations.
Wife is a list maker. I'm a visualizer. I've set up a whole table.
Okay.
We have a whole table set up where I can lay things out and see things and know things. And obviously, I had to load my video games last night.
Avi.
Onto my little handheld.
Avi. Yeah.
So I did a lot of computer nerd stuff yesterday. I had to figure out how to take Q and bin files using my terminal, then zipping them into a CDH file, Cody, which Hello?
Yep. Yes,
because I want to play some Dreamcast games, and those came on CDs, so.
Oh, that's cool, though. Dreamcast, that'd be neat.
I got a couple Dreamcast games on there. Toy Commander's on there.
If their football game is on there.
It's all on there.
It's
all on there.
If they could have kept going, that would have rivaled Madden.
Okay. Well, whatever it is going to be on the one you get for Christmas, because I'm going to load all these.
Oh,
I'm doing all these nerdy things.
I do keep forgetting that.
I'm doing all these nerdy things.
And I'm loading every game I've ever owned.
It'll fit white in my little hands.
Yeah, start making lists of games you want to play, bud, because they're out there. Although people on the internet say that they're cracking down on ROMs. I hope that's not the case. I'll just download them now and have them.
I got all the ROMs.
Yeah.
I got so many ROMs.
Have any of you ever driven off from the gas pump with the gas thing still in it? I think about that every time I got gas. I got gas this morning, and I had that little OCD part of my brain where it's like, you didn't put the gas nozzle back, so I have to like check it two or three times.
No, I've left my little flap open so people could see my
cat. Yeah, I leave my flap open.
People saw my cap.
I've seen my flap open, but
I don't even know anybody that's ever done it. I've seen it on like Facebook.
Yeah, like you'll see people driving around with the nozzle and the hose dragging behind them.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen like a photo or video?
No, I thought you meant like in person.
No, I've never seen it in person. It has that foul point.
Cool.
Like in the hose.
And yeah, because it's like, all right.
Because they know people are generally not paying attention to most things.
Yeah.
And honestly, like,
yeah,
I'm a pretty judgmental fella, but I wouldn't even judge you for that. There's a lot going on in life. If you drive off, that's an accident. It
right,
happens.
Yeah, whatever.
That's why they put that brake point in there.
I wonder how much that cost.
My buddy Carol did it twice. All right. Yeah. Oh. All right, Carol. Oh. All right. So I do know somebody who did it.
Give me your keys.
So then what happens when you drive off? You got to like go back.
Right. They have your.
Because I'm not going back.
They have your license plate, I would imagine, from cameras and such. So, but like.
Do you have to like go back with your tail between your legs and be like, I'm sorry. I broke your hose.
I broke it. And then be like.
Here it is.
But I don't got no human money to pay for it. I'm just a baby.
Hello, I'm a former baby, so I don't have money, and I forgot how to do it, so there's your hose.
I give you a piece of the gum that I just bought from here.
I don't think I could ever go to that gas station again.
No longer. That's no longer
your gas
station. Because
you're the idiot that drove off with the hose.
You ripped their hose off in front of everybody.
Or do they send you a bill if you don't come back? Maybe they know you're...
Oh, I wonder.
Yeah, but Carol had to go back with
it. Do you have to say sorry?
Hello, I drove off with your hose.
And then, like... The second time, do you just drive your car off a cliff?
Yeah, Carol, you gotta, I mean, at that point, then you gotta check yourself into a program, but if it's, you're doing too much. If it happens once, Carol, I'll give you one, but twice,
second
come
time
on.
We get, yeah, then
second
we
time,
get,
it's like,
come we on. Gotta laugh at you the second time.
Get your life together, bud. I broke, and I can't imagine, dude man's right, I can't, like, they make you pay for it, Carol?
Oh, yeah, did they? I would be like, no, I'm not.
The manager can just reconnect it?
Oh.
If it's that easy, then I might just do it for fun.
Just to see.
All right, let's see what happens here.
Yo, I'm going to rip this son of a bitch right off.
I think about it every time.
Yeah, no.
I'm always like, oh, man, I hope I don't drive off with the nozzle still in here.
I'm more worried that I put in big, thick gas.
What do you mean?
The
like the wrong kind? You can't put diesel in because diesel, the nozzle's too big.
But the other one, and now, like, is my car going to be... all out of whack because I put in super power.
No, you want to put in like a 92 octane or 93 octane. You want that. It's just more expensive.
I don't think I've ever used the middle or the right one ever.
You're supposed to. I mean, I don't know if this is like an old timer thing I used to be told, but they're like, yeah, that the 87 octane is going to wear down your gaskets and your engine sooner. So you want the higher octane.
If
you have a performance vehicle, you want like the 93.
Oh, I work here though. So
yeah,
I try to just, like, put water, mix it.
Yeah, we're not in a situation where we're driving high-performance vehicles, but people out there who are.
I'm the one that's been stealing everyone's oil to make reusable energy.
Hell yeah, you're out there making the reusable diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Small engines want 93-octane, buddy says. Mm-hmm.
If your lawnmower won't start, it's me.
It's watering down the gas.
I siphoned it right out. I don't mind the taste of gas.
Watering down the gas a little bit, boy. Ain't got no gas in it. Ain't got no gas in it.
Oops.
Twitch.tv/theshow. Well, I'm glad I know at least one person who's done it. Another text said a lady did it a couple weeks ago. Hold on, what's the rest of this?
Let's see.
At the Burn Dairy in Fulton.
That's
why I'm surprised.
That makes sense.
That's my Burn Dairy in
Fulton. That makes sense.
I mean, we got a lot going on up in Fulton. We got a lot you can't keep track of.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that about the gas, though.
Speaking of Oswego County, it's not my children's fault that we've never taken them to Harborfest.
Do it once.
They did, but they didn't go for the fireworks. And they'd never seen the fireworks before.
Well, they are
and
good.
And that's my fault as a parent, but my wife has PTSD from Harborfest because of the fireworks incident.
I mean, you.
She doesn't want to go back.
I was going to say just from trying to leave, you might be in a better spot because you could have a different route home, maybe get home as opposed to some of the people get. stuck.
Yeah, we get up at 48 and sneak the back way home through Minetto and stuff. But
that's the issue that I won't go up there for it.
My youngest went to the fireworks this weekend. He couldn't believe how good they were.
They're
my youngest.
Honestly, they're because they have
some of the best ever.
They have the budget. They're probably better than East Syracuse.
Really? Yeah.
They spend a lot.
They do. Harbor Fest is a big deal for their fireworks, and he said they were incredible this weekend.
That's cool. Good. Where do they shoot them off? Like on that? Like
they put
a
big barge out in the lake.
Oh, okay. That's what.
As far as I know, they put a big barge out there, right?
What Burton
or
does.
Is it on the break wall? Maybe.
That's awesome.
But they put them out there, and it's like a New York City style show, man.
Yeah.
He came home and he's like, "Hey, can't believe how good those fireworks are." And I go, "Ah, I guess we have deprived you of those because, you know, your mother and I have a little PTSD from the fireworks up there."
There is, it makes me so mad that there's power lines above it. There's the best spot in a giant boulder up where I am to put fireworks to shoot off.
But you take the power out.
But there's, like, right above it is the power lines.
Might
like,
be
come
worth
on.
It. Might be worth it.
Oh, it would. I think it might. If I get a couple good ones off, ugh. It's too dry.
Who went up to Harbor Fest? You guys could see the fireworks this weekend? Good times?
Get up there?
Good times?
A lot of rides?
Syracuse.com getting real loosey-goosey with the term upstate in their headlines as they...
Hey, anything for clicks.
Dude, they'll post a story from literally 30 minutes north of Manhattan.
And be like, and
upstate New York, man. And this was one of these stories because now it's national news.
Or they copy and pasted.
Or they have their AI. Do you see they have the AI that writes stories now?
Yeah.
And you don't know it until you click the article, but you got to scroll all the way to the bottom. It's like, this article may have been written by AI, but it was looked at by an editor.
They're very busy over there.
Sure it was. Okay. So, like, they'll just post stuff like Cody said for clicks, and they'll put upstate New York so-and-so. Yep. I mean, it's literally within a 200-mile radius. They'll consider upstate New York just for clicks. So they posted this over the weekend, and it was, I clicked it because I was like, wait, what happened? They posted upstate New York circus performer shot in the neck with an arrow.
I saw that headline.
So I was like, what? Like, I suddenly thought it was like the Ren Fair or something. No, it was down near, it was in Orange County.
Yep, nowhere near here.
I don't know if that's Orange County. It's near Westchester, down near the city.
Yep.
But it's still horrific.
Yeah, that's like...
A bunch of kids saw a guy get shot in the neck. You got a dart in your neck.
I was just going to say, not even a dart.
You don't got a dart. An arrow.
An arrow.
A circus performer was struck in the neck by an arrow during a live show over the weekend, July 24th. Anna Tavera, 42, fired an arrow at a foam target held by Edwin Rangel during the circus... The circus's sharpshooter act. All right.
Let's leave that to Bret Hart.
Let's leave the sharpshooter to Bret Hart. Thank you. When she shot the crossbow, it caught him right in the very corner of the neck.
Oh, bing. So it just kind of grazed him then?
It says this. This doesn't seem possible.
So there's no corner here now.
There was no blood, nothing. He was airlifted to the hospital in stable condition. The arrow was removed.
So,
it was like in this meaty part of the neck, but there was no blood?
I don't know.
Blood.
He was
released and the investigation remains ongoing. What investigation?
Yeah, there's no investigation. They're
she
doing
shot
a thing.
Arrow.
Yeah, they're doing a carnival trick and it went awry, if you will.
I get it. Like, that's tragic for the person that was shot in the neck. It's almost more tragic for the kids that saw the guy get shot in the neck.
Like
especially if he had an arrow sticking out of his neck.
I was at the carnival, and we went and watched these clowns, and then we went and watched a guy get shot in the neck with an arrow.
Like, Paulie saw a circus performer die in front of him, and he still brings it up.
Really?
That magician that he talks about?
Oh, I don't think I know that.
Oh, my God. He has a horrific story of his dad took him to see a magician in San Diego, and it was like this buried alive trick, and like something happened, and the guy died. You can look it up. It's a story from the 80s.
Oh.
And he watched it, and he was like, I mean, there's a million other reasons Paulie screwed up, but he was like...
Yeah, he was screwed up before that.
I don't know if his brothers were there with him, but he'll tell you the story that they went...
And they had to, like, scamper everybody away?
I don't know. I think it was one of those, like, watch the magician get out of this box as he's buried alive, and he did not get out of that box. And just a bunch of kids watching a magician get killed.
I can't believe that is... I just went, at what point does
I don't
like...
I mean to laugh, but Jesus!
That's been long enough.
Yeah, it's been long enough.
At what point does the like the person running it have to be like,
I don't know. Like, you can look it up. Maybe I'll look it up during the music here, but.
Because then you got to make everybody like, guys, go away. Hey, guys, we're, go away, please. Because you know what I mean? How do you know it's over? And then everyone's just standing there watching the poor guy be dead?
On Halloween night 1990, 32-year-old magician Joseph the Amazing Joe Burris was handcuffed, chained, and locked inside of a plastic coffin before being lowered into a 7-foot grave.
Whoa.
Crews then poured several tons of dirt and wet cement on the casket.
Oh my God, how dumb.
He attended to free himself from the restraints and dig the surface before it dried.
No.
The weight and pressure of the heavy wet concrete caused the plastic coffin to buckle, collapse, and suffocate him in front of a live audience. Paulie was in that audience. In Fresno, California.
A plastic casket.
Yeah, like nobody thought this through. But Paulie was there.
He was there.
He was there, much like there were kids there who watched this other magician get shot in the neck.
Well, to say 1990, he was like 20.
Yeah, he was 28 years old in the 90s.
Still, oh my God.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, but I sell lettuce. It's not around here. Oh,
I know. I gotta.
I'm
still not messing with lettuce or anything like that. Your boy does love a good salad, but I ain't effing with lettuce, especially when I gotta travel.
Yeah.
I had a showbro text me saying he delivers produce and it's not affected our area yet.
Oh, okay.
He is in the pocket of big produce.
Exactly.
So he's in the pocket of big produce, so I don't know who to trust.
Yeah, let's go to a nice farm stand.
But even can I get local lettuce? Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then just like take the outer layer off and really wash it really good.
Lick the whole thing.
No.
Get the pesticides.
Exactly, Kali. It's not around here until it is.
Get a little immunity in you.
Because then you let your guard down and you have a big salad, and next thing you know, channel, blah, blah, blah. Well, now we got diarrhea.
But how do you know after you've had a big salad, though? Because you get poops from salad anyway.
That's the other thing.
Do you just get nervous for a little bit until...
I would.
Like you have one big dump, and then from there out, you're like, okay.
I would.
Now it's crunch time.
I would.
Hopefully no more big dumps.
I'd be thinking about it nonstop. That's why I'm not messing with it.
One big dump, and then get it all out of there, we're good.
Joe's got romaine right in his yard. Joe, put up a stand. Put up a stand. My mother-in-law grows lettuce, too. But it's not the lettuce I like. It's like that more leafy lettuce, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I've had that, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I just...
Your mother says your cousin is a doctor, and she said she hasn't seen any cases yet, but also our government stopped tracking things, so who knows...
Just get some nice hand fruits.
And for those of us with regular diarrhea, like, how am I supposed to know?
All right.
That'd be the most embarrassing thing. Like, if I had diarrhea and I go to the doctor and I get tested and they're like, you just got regular diarrhea, bud.
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
you don't got the thing. You just, you don't have a good diet.
Sorry.
Hi, 830 meatballs. Do I have the Cyphosaurus?
I dumped a bunch of chicken wing dip onto a big pizza bread and ate it like a sandwich.
I made a big bowl on Sunday of queso and taco meat, and I ate about a pound and a half of it. Did that have the Cyphosaurus?
And another pound on Monday.
No, bud. That's just you eating way too much dairy.
2 pounds of cheese? Too much? Yeah.
Just got Reg's diarrhea, bud.
Just Reg's.
You just got regular diarrhea.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry for wasting your time. Guys, I just got regular diarrhea.
Reg's die.
Don't be afraid of me.
Nah, just Reg's. We're good.
Hey, they'll love this tie-in. Upstate New York's wildest truck event is coming to the Oswego Speedway this weekend.
Yeah.
Full throttle. Empire Truck Show. Lifted build.
Speaking of ripping around in the mud.
Yeah, there you go. Good tie-in.
There you go.
Lifted build. Slammed street trucks. Bagged show trucks. Semis. C-10s. Off-road crawlers. And everything in between.
Oh, obviously.
At the Speedway this weekend. Get your information and tickets at EmpireTruckShow.com. Yeah, I don't know what's going on out there, bud.
Oh, all right.
Here's the choice. You can flip a coin right now. This isn't real life, so don't hold me to this. This is a survey somebody did online.
Okay.
Flip a coin. One side's $1 million. One side's no monies. Or you can take $50,000 right now.
What?
Ooh. So I'll give you
$50,000. Oh, I see.
Or
I see,
you could
I
have
see,
the chance
see,
to flip a coin and get nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Let me flip that coin, bro.
You are?
Let's get a little gambling.
So then you flip that coin and get $0?
Yeah. Oh.
Why am I
landed on zero?
I would take $50,000 guaranteed.
I know. That is very tempting.
An online poll asked people, you could flip a coin for a chance at a $1 million.
Very tempting.
Or you could instantly get $50,000.
Yeah.
65% of people surveyed in America said, I'll take the guaranteed $50,000.
Tax-free?
Sure. For the sake of this, sure.
I mean, Fitty is... It's life-changing.
Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, brother.
What'd you call me?
Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, brother.
That is life-changing, even at 50.
Yeah, it'd get me out of a few jams, I think.
Yeah. Yes. A plenty.
Pay off the house, pay off some cars. Wife's car's already paid off, so pay off my car, be done with it.
It would get me out of debt.
Yeah.
With everything. I'd be...
See, now I'm talking you into it. Thank you.
Scot-free.
If you're ever presented with this, can you just call me?
With that, and then some.
Because you were so eager to flip the coin.
Yeah, but... Oh.
You could have got out of debt.
But what about... Yeah, but then I got $1 million.
But you're not going to get $1 million.
But what if I did?
But you're guaranteed $50,000.
Oh, but you don't even know how good I am at flipping coins. Tails never fails. There's a reason they say it.
All right, do it right now.
Sales never fails. $1 million.
Heads, you get $1 million. You've decided to flip this coin.
Yeah.
Take that coin.
All right.
Heads, you get $1 million.
Am I catching and doing the thing on the hand?
Sure. Heads, you get $1 million. Tails, you get nothing, sir.
Tails, I get nothing?
Tails, you get nothing.
But tails never fails.
All right, then you want tails to be your 50
yes.
million? All right. Heads, nothing.
Yes.
Tails, $1 million, Cody. Go ahead and flip the coin.
Heads.
Say it again.
Heads.
Say it one more time.
Heads.
You got nothing.
Ah, you lose.
You got nothing.
You good day, sir.
On Tuesdays, we dive into the high strangeness. Wow, that was a big clown, bud.
That was a good one. Oh, I didn't really.
You're going to be set right in.
Kind of moral just in my cheeks.
Oh.
I didn't realize there was so much in there.
I stoned my cheeks.
Because I don't want to get ugh.
Yeah, a little bit, dude. What are you? It's a Tuesday. What are you
doing? That's true.
We can make an excuse for any day of the week. Hey, but it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, but
of course,
I mean,
get a little
but look
Tuesday.
At it outside. Look at it outside.
It's gloomy out.
Look at
why
it.
Wouldn't you want to get
look
a lie?
Look
come
it.
On now.
Come on.
The unexplained, the strangest, the cryptids, the weird, the ghosty, all of the above. We do it at Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Now, Cody, today... A little more alien talk.
Yes.
But more specifically, the Men in Black. Not the Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Okay. But what they're like based off of?
No, footage of the actual Men in Black that has gone viral for a bunch of years. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I will tell you the story of somewhat local, Niagara Falls, New York, this happened.
Okay.
On our side, I guess. Shane Sovar, a hotel manager... Out in Niagara Falls, claimed he and a coworker witnessed a 240-foot-long craft floating above the hotel.
Okay.
With the three lights on three sides, a pulsing red light in the middle of the object. Now, for me, that's exactly the UFO I saw many years ago. That's exactly what it looked like. It was a triangle shape.
Oh,
red light in the middle. Three
awesome.
Lights. You've seen a ghost. I've seen a UFO.
Oh, that's cooler, I think.
So he told, you know, the coworkers. He's like, hey, I saw this thing. Him and the coworker told the rest of the staff, we saw this thing.
Yeah.
They described what they saw. It had an altitude of around 500 feet. It went from east to west, perhaps observing Niagara Falls.
Okay.
Because maybe that's something that has powers or something. I don't know.
It's interesting. It's got a lot of movement.
Allegedly emitted a beam of bright white light downward towards the falls. They observed the craft. the light beam shifted direction, aimed directly at the witnesses.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And then took off. Okay? So that's the story of the UFO.
They take to their souls.
So now this hotel manager, they ain't got no souls.
Mm-mm.
This hotel manager's going around telling people about this UFO he just saw outside the hotel.
Yeah.
I guess it's a Sheraton now. It was a Sheraton. Now it's a Marriott, whatever. So if you're in the Niagara Falls area, you can literally visit this hotel. He's going around telling people that what he saw, him and the coworker, we saw this thing, beam of light, blah, blah, blah. Well, about a week later, he's not there.
Mm.
But two men in black suits walk through the front door. And there's a whole lot of weird experiences that happen.
Because he's talking. He's
so what you're
going to
hear, if you want to jump in twitch.tv/theshow, theshow.fm, YouTube, this is that manager, Shane, on, you know, one of these coast-to-coast shows, explaining a day he wasn't there, these two men in black come in, and the men in black are asking where he is. This is him and the footage, the security footage of the men in black, if you want to see it.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. This is the audio of him recounting what these two men did when they showed up at the hotel looking for him.
Okay.
And the footage. So give me a second here.
Those really are some of the best movies also.
I love Men in Black.
Oh my God. So good. I like that noise.
Thank you to Finding UFO for this.
I enjoyed that noise.
There's a couple really strange looking men that were here. And they kind of freaked everybody out. And
you see
they
him?
Were asking.
So he's on a phone call explaining, he's kind of describing what the coworkers were saying to him. There were two strange men here looking for you.
And questions about you. And of course, now I'm getting a little bit nervous and I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, they were, he goes, I don't know how to describe them except for extremely odd looking. They were the exact same height. They were wearing the exact same clothes and they had the exact same faces, like they were twins. And he said they were wearing black suits, black trench coats. They were wearing like the old-fashioned Federo hats. They had extremely, extremely pale skin. And he said they came in and they asked for you. And I said, I'm sorry, he's actually not working today. And it seemed like they didn't believe me. So they started to walk around the hotel. And shortly after, they went to the tour desk. But he goes, they freaked me out. And I really wanted to tell you that there are these weird guys in here looking for you.
So if you're just tuning in.
Oh, man.
You're just tuning in to High Strangeness. Manager of a Sheraton out near Niagara Falls. Well,
crushing. So even with the way they walk.
Yeah, there's like, security footage of it. It was 2018. It wasn't that long ago.
Even the way they walk is weird. Like, they're not comfortable.
No, and you'll hear more descriptions, dude, that it's going to grow. It's going to make you uncomfortable. So he sees his UFO. He's telling everybody at the hotel, I saw a UFO. A week later, these two randoms show up. He's not working that day, but they're looking for him. They're like, is he here? No, he's not working today.
Sure, he's not.
So, of course, now I'm a little bit skeptical and I'm a little bit freaked out all at the same time. So the first thing I do is I run into my security office and I rewound the cameras. And sure enough, here comes two gentlemen through the front door looking exactly how he described. Then the next day, I was talking with my tour desk. And one of them asked to talk to me. She came in my office, the same as my bellman, and she said, I heard that you heard that there were some men looking for you. And she said, they asked a few questions about you, and they said strange things that I didn't understand. And they were talking about governments and conspiracies, and none of it made any sense to me. But she goes, they were very, very scary. She said they had no eyebrows, no eyelashes, nothing.
All right, so this is another coworker. So these two men in suits go to one coworker. Is Shane here? No, he's not. Now they go to a female coworker. She says they're rambling about something about conspiracies, but they have no hair, no eyebrows.
So you mean it's like that mask that guy was wearing that we can't determine what's wrong with his neck? Remember that from a couple weeks ago?
I know, that was just lighting, but we don't need to go down that path.
Their hair looked like they had a wig on, like it was attached to their hat, like it wasn't even real. And she said, and the scariest thing, their eyes were so big and so blue that they almost hypnotized me a little bit. And she goes, and you're going to think I'm crazy when I tell you this, but I swear they knew what I was thinking. And she started to cry, and she said one more thing before she left. She said, these men, they didn't blink. Not once did I see them blink.
Them's is definitely aliens.
Okay.
That's definitely him aliens.
Recounting two men in black suits showing up at their hotel.
Do you think
that was the aliens in the suit? Yeah. That's what everybody's saying in chat.
I wonder what would have happened if he was there.
Oh, dude, good point.
And like they never came back for you? That was it? That was it? Because aliens can't stay on Earth that long, so they probably had to take off.
Because they described them as no hair, but having a wig that didn't look like it was their hair. It was just like a wig that was stuck on their head.
Yeah.
Eyes that were really large, blue. Yep. They could read what you were thinking.
Yeah, just the way they just seem like they're not comfortable.
They're not. And the why suits are, were, you know?
They got real human suits. Real human suits for you this. You know?
Anyways, if the government takes my plane down this weekend, guys, it's because I've said too much, you know?
It's crazy.
It's creepy, dude. It's creepy, and it's a little too close to home, right down there in Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And some of the best footage ever captured of the Men in Black.
And not, like, 1988. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, sure, it was the 80s, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Who cares? This was, like, less than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, boy.
Well, listen, if you like all this stuff, creepy, horror, ghosts, aliens, Sci-Fi Horror Fest coming up.
There you go.
It's coming up in a couple weeks. Our boy Kevin over at Monster Creek is going to be there, monstercreek.com. He's got all them shirts. Like most of the things we talk about on High Strangeness, they're into as well.
Yeah.
So if you want merch,
go get it.
Hit him up, monstercreek.com, bud.
Do it, do it.
Uh-huh. 315-364-109, K-Rock text line. Did you see the Men in Black?
Oh.
You got a big truck show coming to the Oswego Speedway this weekend. EmpireTruckShow.com for information. I'll give away some tickets
trucks.
This week.
Hey,
what?
Talking trucks.
Hey, we're talking trucks. Lifted trucks, squatted trucks, bagged trucks.
You talking squatted trucks?
Mm-hmm. Trying to understand what this guy did. This professor at Alcorn State University. I've seen this headline. I'll see if he can explain it better in this audio. He tricked his students into admitting they were using AI.
Okay.
Dr. Jason Gibbs claims that 32 of his students failed a portion of their midterm because they used AI to answer one of the questions. This is how he hit a prompt into the question to catch the students. Let me listen.
So this discussion post was a portion of my students' midterm. And if you look, it looks normal, right? But if you copy and paste this, in white ink, I hid, placed the word Madagascar somewhere in the response in a way that makes no sense. So, if Madagascar was somewhere in my student's response in a way that did not make sense, I knew that they copied and pasted the entire thing.
Okay.
Threw it in AI.
Do you see what he's saying?
No.
I get it now.
Kind of, but no.
So, he had text, and in that text, he had hidden the phrase, used the word Madagascar.
So he's saying that, like, they just weren't reading it?
Oh, that part was hidden. So he could tell they just copy and pasted the whole question into ChatGPT, and then ChatGPT will spit out an answer and use the word Madagascar.
Oh, okay.
So if he's reading their answer and it suddenly says, much like that the random rains in Madagascar, he'd go, got him.
That's funny.
Got him.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's a concern, man.
Yeah, you gotta be careful using AI to do that type of stuff, man. They can get busted.
I'm afraid that all of our doctors are gonna be using AI right now. When I'm really old and sick, it's just gonna be
just gonna copy
bunch
and paste
of iPad
over
kids
there.
Who went through medical school using AI. Can you help me?
Sure.
I don't know how to widow when they do anything.
Hold on, let me. It says you're dead. Sorry.
If you're a ghost, you have to tell us.
AI said you're dead, dude.
AI said you're dead, bro.
Sorry, dude.
That's so mid, bro.
Sorry, dude. You're dead, dude.
Dude, bro, that's dust, bro.
Pay the Secretary on the way out, I guess.
Yo,
dude.
This guy's cheeks, bro. He's cheeks. You're missing a lot of Play-Doh puppetry in here. If you're not in chat, twitch.tv.
I'm five.
/ the show or the show.fm for all of our links. Cody found some Play-Doh.
Mm.
He's now put googly eyes on it, and he's got a little character he's making over there. So
I got a couple there that I like when they have a funny mouth.
You do.
To match.
You should find a little mouth thing to put on. Like, do you have anything?
I like to give them little voices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could learn a piece of plant.
You could find something, yeah.
A snowman. It's endless. Listen, when you got Play-Doh, you got more than just a snack.
You do.
Okay?
You do.
Yeah.
K-Rock text line, 315-364. Shut up, JoJo. 315-364-109. Tell your traffic report people there is a traffic cluster F going on by the mall treatment plant on Hiawatha.
Oh, over there?
Road blocked on Hiawatha for everyone heading to the mall or 81.
Uh-oh, careful over there.
So
then.
I guess if you can avoid that area, probably avoid that. And joke's on you, Tugline, that we don't have traffic people. We got like four people that work here. There's no traffic report, people. We are the traffic report.
There, just told you.
I am the traffic report guy now.
Look at me.
I am the traffic report people now.
I am
now.
The traffic now.
Well, a new survey asked Americans, how often did you get detention in school? Now, I got a silver tongue, and I can talk my way out of a lot of things. I don't think I ever got detention.
Yeah, I would get written up all the time, and it just... I mean, it never, ever really mattered. And I was usually staying after for, like, math or something or sports anyway. So detention didn't really...
Yeah, I can't recall a time...
Nobody ever was like, you need to go to detention.
Because I was fun. I was fun.
Yes.
We were fun. I'm not being a dick in class. I'm probably too loud.
That's, yes, yes. I
was
never...
I'm not being a jerk.
No, yes, exactly.
I'm disruptive.
Yep.
But I'm not getting in fights with anybody.
But nah, I ain't getting, yeah, no.
I'm definitely not throwing hands. I am not a physical man.
Even the one time we didn't get detention. We
you
got yelled
fight?
At. Well, me and my buddy Brad thought it'd be funny to, one of the teachers we would harass right at the start of, we weren't in the class this but right as soon as the bell rang, we ran in and just started beating the bejesus out of each other.
So as a joke, you were fighting each other.
Yes,
gotcha.
But like right in the middle of the desk, like like rolling on the ground, tackling each other. Yeah. And
all right.
So even when we did.
Still for a silly reason.
And we didn't get.
Sister got detention for forgetting her swim stuff for gym. Lottie got detention for forgetting his pencil once.
Yo, you're cooked.
Buddy got detention, ISS, OSS, then was told to leave. And Joe says he has his own desk in detention.
There you go.
So only 4% of people surveyed said they often got detention. The one time I got what I would consider close to detention was, it was a heartbreaking moment. Because I thought I was just cutting up. I thought I was just having fun, making people laugh. I'm working the room.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Longo made me go do my test in another room. I had to go down. And I felt like, I thought we were all having fun.
I thought this was a good time. right? Well, we were having fun.
I thought.
No. Nope.
I thought we were all cutting up.
Now that you say that, I do remember my first detention because it was so, look, again, like you're saying, look at us. Two adorable, cute, most handsome boys.
Yeah.
And also this teacher, and you know, usually our moms don't agree. It's
what?
All, you know, when we're like, no, it's the teacher.
Our
know
moms were rarely on our side because they saw us every day.
Yes, even my mom knew that this lady was so mean reason.
Yeah.
In third grade, I got my first detention.
Third grade,
Because I was talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't doing, it was one of those, because I remember forever, we weren't doing anything. It was that where...
You were just talking too much.
You just can read, you know, do your work, whatever. Mm-hmm. You've got half an hour before whatever. Just make yourself productive and... It's like, well, yeah, you're going to talk to your friends during that.
Maybe they did things different in Phoenix.
Wasn't being productive enough.
Katie says she never got detention because she was perfect. I believe it. Think I only got sent to the principal once for some reason.
That,
I don't remember.
No, never that.
But it was Diamond Jim McLaughlin, and he was my boy. So I remember sitting down, and it was like a little quick back and forth, and it was over.
That's what I mean. I think they realized it wouldn't matter.
Whereas I wasn't in detention a lot, I was separated from the class a lot. And by that, I mean I was put at a desk, usually behind everything. Like, if there were desks and then the science tables with Bunsen burners, I was behind those.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe I'd be moved to the hallway.
Just don't be, yeah, as long as you're not bothering.
Because I couldn't shut up. Yep. Something that has proven actually work out for me.
No, in the right spots.
Only a couple of people on my Facebook comments tell me I still sound like an annoying R-word. So
there you go. And that guy only has a half a neck beard, but I think that's all he can grow. I think that's all he can grow.
Our bro Eric says, ooh, I fought a lot of detention. Yeah, fights would get you detention or ISS.
Yeah, no,
or suspension.
I wasn't big enough for fighting.
No, I was not. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'd be put in a locker. I was smaller than this.
Yeah.
So.
And for somebody that ran his mouth a lot, I'm surprised nobody wanted to beat me up.
Well, maybe they did, and you just don't know, or...
I never got the vibes anyone wanted to punch me in the face.
You had other friends around you that were like,
No, my other friends were just as dorky as me. It was AJ. It was AJ. We're just dorky. Like, maybe they felt sad for us.
Maybe they were gonna a couple times. And
like, you know what?
You weren't there like the Men in Black. They weren't looking for you.
The joke would have been on them because AJ knew karate.
Oh.
Or at least that's what I told myself. I was like, if it goes down, AJ did take karate classes.
I don't know.
He did. He did martial arts for like a while.
For like a year?
I don't know, but I would watch AJ and his brother fight all the time, and they seemed like they knew what they were doing. So I was like, if it goes down, I feel like AJ's got us. I feel like...
You watch...
Dude, when they fought, I wish AJ was here to tell you.
Fight, and bro, it looked like they knew what they were...
Bro!
Or they were just... beating the crap out of each other as brothers.
It was hardcore. And then their dad would run into their room and get in the fight with them to break them up. And he's a former, like, gym teacher, construction guy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But I always felt like, all right, listen, if it goes down, I got AJ. Much like right now, if it goes down, I got Eric. Eric is checking in.
In his black belt. AJ in his black belt.
I'm running my mouth. I don't know what Nickelodeon cartoon that would be, but I think of me... chirp, chirp, chirping away, just having to stay near to somebody like Eric.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do.
I don't shut up.
Yeah.
If something goes down, I got this big, tall, strong guy right here.
Yes, it's way easier.
Mm-hmm.
They have a guy that can pick things up and put them down.
Yeah. I'm going to run my mouth, but then if I got to go get Eric, I'm going to go get Eric.
All right, see, I don't care. I'll run right behind somebody like a scared little mouse all day. I don't care.
I am not a fighter in any way, shape, or form.
My face crumpled. I'm okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'll just start swinging a pipe until Eric gets there. 16,000 adults were recently asked, how often, if ever, did you get detention? So they said about 4%. 54% said they never got sent to detention. I guess I'm in that.
Yeah.
Either that or Phoenix didn't do it, but I feel like Phoenix would have done it.
No, when you think back, like, there weren't, like, big cafeterias full of detention kids every day. There was just usually, you know, a couple every once in a while.
I could see how it would be over
half the people.
I think we were more in school suspension. Like, you know, a kid who got in a fight. Now he has to still come to school, but he has to sit in that room.
Oh no, I never. Yeah, that I know that room, but no, I never had to do that. That would be awful.
And you'd walk by and you'd see them just slumped in their desk because they got to sit there all day.
And that poor teacher
she's got to sit there with them too.
That got that duty that week.
Yeah.
ISS duty.
Mm-hmm.
Duty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only remember ISS. I don't even know what the tension was.
Because usually, again, I was always staying for...
We were after school anyways.
Math or sports or...
I'm a song and dance man. I was singing down the hallways. I was practicing my dance.
Exactly. Hey, come on in here. We've got Wonderwall coming up next.
And Bad Mama Jamma, I only thought that was in movies. But some of you were saying, I got Saturday detentions. Those were brutal. I thought that was just the Breakfast Club. I didn't think that was a real thing.
Where
you had to go in on a Saturday?
I remember one for some reason, but I don't know if I was did I get it? I don't remember what I did if I did.
What, the...
Saturday detention.
Because that I never
sounds
got.
Familiar,
no.
But what the hell did I do to... I don't know.
Jimbo said he was that slumped over kid in the ISS room.
Yeah.
A lot of you were.
Nope.
Yeah, a lot of you are saying... Cujo says we had ISS, we called it the pit. I got sent to the pit for 2 days.
Well, good. Now you're all a bunch of criminals.
Did you learn your lesson?
Did you learn
your lesson?
Did you?
Now, obviously, I don't want kids to accidentally do drugs. That's scary and terrifying. As a YMC summer camp in New Jersey...
Oh, I saw this.
...accidentally served mushroom-laced edibles to the kids.
Ah, Is that what it says?
It says consumed mushroom-laced edibles.
I just skimmed it real
quick.
What
was it, chocolates?
Yeah, I had a feeling that some kid brought it and shared it with the cabin.
You think so? Like, you guys want to do mushrooms?
Because why would they served mushroom chocolate? Like, the adults?
Here, let me see what this lady says.
I got there. My daughter was destroyed. Very emotional. She thought she was in trouble. When I arrived to the YMCA, it was about 13 children. They, for lack of better words, they looked like zombies. It was really sad. Wow. We were in the car. She was like peeling over. As we were driving, she would shift her body.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad for that mom. I would have been scared too. But
I mean,
what is it? Can you describe what a mushroom high feels like?
Not really. Like,
no?
It's hard to.
Is it different than a weed high or a booze buzz?
Yeah, a little bit, I would say. It's a little different, but it's not like the, you know what I mean?
Angie calls it sparkly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never like done a billion or, you know, some people eat like a whole sandwich or whatever.
Yeah, it's not for
but
kids,
it's definitely
Joe says,
not.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
she
it's
says
definitely
very
not
vivid,
for kids.
All the sights and sounds are amplified.
Yeah, I'd imagine a kid wouldn't really know how to handle.
Several kids, the incident happened last Thursday at a YMCA summer camp in New Jersey. Shortly after 11 a.m., police responded to reports that at least 13 children were not feeling well. Video shows Cynthia Cunningham, who may have been that woman, racing her 12-year-old child to the hospital while her 9-year-old sister was recording.
But really, all you can do, you can pay to get the stomach pumped.
Or just ride it out. How long does mushrooms last?
I'd imagine
text line. How long, Chad? How long does mushrooms last?
I'd imagine it'd be a little bit if you're a little kid. And you got, you know what I mean? They probably weigh 50 pounds. But yeah, I imagine just you put them to bed, or you sit with them, or you just ride it out.
6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, depending on how much they took and all that.
Like,
crap.
I guess if I know my kid is okay.
Yeah.
And it's just if there's not some weird thing going on, and they're like, hey, I think that everybody. Like ate these accidental mushrooms, I'd be like, all right, kids, let's go home. We're just going to ride it out. And this is scary and weird. And I know. And maybe now you know you don't want to ever do this again.
No.
And if they released a statement. What's that?
No, if it's just some kid that gave it to you, like, you know, maybe not next time.
Yeah. And I feel bad because the kids thought they were in trouble. Like, this sucks for everybody. And if it was some dick kid who, like,
that's
snuck
what I mean.
It
was,
into food.
Was he just like, yo, no, everyone want a piece of chocolate? It's really good. Or did he convince everybody? Or I don't know. I have no idea how they all got it. But, it, you know, I mean, sounds like enough of them got it.
When they say staff noticed campers having an adverse reaction to the substance, we immediately enacted our emergency protocols, contacting emergency services, parents, and the police. The incident is deeply concerning because it involves the safety and well-being of children.
Hmm.
They take this very seriously. Our detectives are conducting a thorough investigation to determine exactly what occurred and how these suspected edibles came into the possession of a juvenile and whether any criminal offenses were committed. We are working closely with our partners to ensure the safety.
I would imagine it's probably like how most, that somebody took it from somebody they weren't supposed to take it from.
Mm-hmm.
And one somehow or another convinced people or told them it wasn't what it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are the consequences and it sucks, but.
They say the ages range from 10 to 13.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Official said all the kids are in stable condition.
That's good.
East Orange police said a suspect has been identified, but no charges have been filed. You're probably not going to learn much because it's a kid.
Then
they're not going to do it.
But yeah, no, just the...
Yeah, lock up your drugs, friends.
Yeah, as a stoner, like...
It's very easy.
Come on, man.
I've got two little bags at home. I got two little cases that have locks on them.
Yep.
All my weed, all my edibles, it's all locked up.
I don't have any locks because I don't have kids, but even all my stuff is put away. It's all put away.
Yeah. You would notice someone rifling around looking for your drugs. Not that there's any kids at your house.
No, but yeah, you would notice.
I completely trust my kids to not go through my stuff, but
yeah,
I still,
they get it from me, so they don't have to worry about.
I keep it locked up so that other parents know if your kids are in my house, they do not have access to these things.
Yes.
Because they're locked up.
That's the goal now.
That's the goal
but
now.
But not a lot of people have that, so it is good to know that it's not just... out on tables and
no,
you know,
it's
whatever,
not.
And readily
and it shouldn't
there.
Be. Please lock it up or put it safely somewhere that the kids won't get to it. and the completely selfish reason you should do that is because if kids start getting into this stuff, they're going to make it illegal again.
You're going to say, you're going to ruin it for everybody.
They're going to ruin it for everybody. So if you like doing weed and you like cannabis, lock it up, keep everyone safe.
Or even more selfishly, oh, good, there goes a... You know how much? $50 right down the drain.
It was on my mushrooms.
You left your mushroom chocolate bar on the counter.
Twitch.tv/theshow, theshow.fm. Text line said, a coworker's daughter found her gummy stash and ate 6 of them.
Oof.
Coworker said, all right, well, at least you're going to sleep good tonight. I totally freak out, they said.
And as soon as you can, you have to educate your kids.
You have to let them. Oh my God, yes.
As soon as they're like, I have no idea the age because that's not my place. I ain't got no kids. But as soon as they're, I don't know, like 10, it'd be like, this is off limits for you.
Well, yeah. I've always said to my kids, whatever your friends think they know about booze and drugs, they don't. Please ask me.
Yep.
I won't be mad. I won't be mad. You're just going to start. You're in high school now.
It'll make it a lot easier for you.
Kids are vaping in school. If you've got questions, if you're concerned, if you just want to know about it, come and talk to us. Happy to talk to you about it.
So we have all the actual correct information.
Your 15-year-old buddy does not know more than me.
No, I got this from my
yeah, exactly.
My brother's guy is...
Exactly. They don't know more than me about this. So come talk to me. I ain't mad at you. I'm mad. I want to figure out what you're doing. I want to keep you safe.
No. If you get punched in the gut as hard as you can right before, makes it better.
Because I know that these kids in school aren't getting the legal stuff. They're finding the crappy bodega knockoff, whatever.
Yeah.
That's full of pesticides or whatever crap they're finding from their buddies, cousin, uncle, whatever.
Now it's a whole different conversation than when we were in school and getting the talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's very readily available.
Yeah. It's out
very
there.
Very readily available.
But kids ain't got money, so they're not going to go and buy the legally licensed, tested stuff.
No.
They'll find that bunk-ass cart from some bodega somewhere, you know? Bunk-ass cart?
I'm going to start my own brand called that.
Bunk-ass cart?
Bunk-ass brands.
Kelly says, my mom's always been very open and honest with me, and because I knew she wouldn't be mad at me, when I smoked for the first time in high school, I called her to come pick me up because I knew I couldn't handle myself at the moment.
It's a lot easier.
It's how it should be.
Yeah.
My mom was always open with us.
Yep.
Always open. Anyways, be careful. Lock up your drugs. That's the lesson for today, all right? Get the links at theshow.fm, podcasts, live streams, everything at one site, theshow.fm. So, I'm never going to be able to go back to a McDonald's after last week ranting about them, and now I'm going to tell you all these hacks.
Oh,
I'm going to be blacklisted forever from
McDonald's.
I think
you already are, to be honest.
You think I am?
Yeah, that's it.
I hope not, because I do love you, McDonald's. I just want you to better your drive-thru.
No, that'd be hilarious.
If I'm blacklisted?
If you opened up the app and it was like,
nope. Absolutely not.
Ba-da-ba-ba, no.
Mm-hmm. What is your mother saying? This whole lettuce issue is ruining my after-exercise taco and Diet Pepsi in the parking lot.
That's what she does. She goes and works out, and then she goes and eats tacos in the parking lot.
She goes to the gym.
Uh-huh.
They're serving tacos at this hour?
Somehow. Oh, no, she goes after. It's not now, but...
So she goes, all right.
Yeah.
So Debbie Doobie Dungeon.
Yep.
Debbie Doobie Dens goes to her gym class.
Yep. Goes and works out.
And then enjoys a taco and a Diet Pepsi in the parking lot.
Yep.
I mean, your mom parties.
I mean, that's how you get a... That's how all the... when you work out, all of the...
Everybody
the things
will
happen,
say...
They all bind back together with the taco meat.
Everybody says, immediately following a workout...
It's the best recovery.
The best recovery is a Diet Pepsi and a Taco Bell taco.
Yep.
She's an absolute inspiration.
Or McDonald's cheeseburger.
Is that her other option?
I would imagine would be. The best way to recover...
I love it. She's retired.
Right?
F you. Who cares?
I wouldn't even go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Let her have her damn taco. Who cares?
Yeah, look, there go. She goes at 10.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. See, Deb knows. Deb knows the immediate time.
See?
They're opening up that Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So
you get a taco.
A McDonald's worker went on TikTok and shared some secrets you probably don't know about.
I'm always too scared to do these.
I don't like conflict, so I just...
Because I want to, some of them.
Like, everyone knows about the fries. Like, if you say, I know salt on the fries, they got to make you fresh fries.
I've done that once.
And?
The response was not good. The lady was like, really? I was like...
Because probably people do it now, and it's annoying.
I was like, they're really salty. I can't have the salt. She's like, it's going to be like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I would have reacted the same.
I was like, no, that's fine. And I felt I was like, I'm never doing this again. Never again.
Back when I worked at McDonald's in the 1900s, around the turn of the century.
Yep.
That was for people who had like blood pressure problems or they had to really limit their salt intake. And it was very rare to happen. But the problem is behind the scenes, you take the fryer out, you shake the oil off, you dump it in the tray. Yeah. Your fries are getting dumped in the same tray. Even if there's no fries in there, there's still salt remnants.
Which is fine. I just, because sometimes it's too much. Because they do like that shaker thing and they just pour it all over.
You're supposed to do it in the arches, do the M.
Yeah, see, sometimes.
And then you toss them.
That's too much.
Well, other than, so that's the one everybody knows.
Yeah.
How about the poor man's Big Mac?
It sounds familiar.
So what you do is instead of ordering a Big Mac, you order a McDouble, no ketchup, no mustard, add the Mac sauce, add shredded lettuce. Now, I ain't getting shredded lettuce right now.
That sounds awful. I don't like Big Macs. Of the two condiments I like on a burger and then add lettuce and then the weird Thousand Island dressing stuff.
Yeah, I don't like Big Macs, so that's not for me. And you're missing your mini bun, like the bun in between the Big Mac.
Which I hate anyway.
You do?
That's not an
extra bun.
That doesn't scream like, oh my God, did you see this new Big Mac they've got? There's an extra bun in the middle. They give you more bread.
And I guess I don't remember what happens. Like, shouldn't we have an uneven amount of crowns after that? Because if you're using two heels.
Right, where's that other one going?
Do any of my fellow McVeterans in chat or text line remember how we did that?
Is there a bag of
middles?
Big Mac middles?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Max middles?
Because it's crown and heel. That's what you learned during your instruction video.
Yep.
And then whatever that mini one is, I don't remember, but I feel like it would throw off the balance of buns left in the bags.
That's a lot of
left in the bags.
A lot of Dr. Seuss.
Balance of
right
buns
there.
In the bags. The balancing of buns in the bags. The multiple orders hack can save you money if you're willing to do it. He says basically you get multiple McDonald's accounts on your phone and you log in and log out to get the deals throughout the app.
Yeah, well, yeah,
you can use several apps to add up to one big order. Yeah, I'm not doing all that.
But I don't know.
Write down all your order numbers.
Well, I don't know how people do that.
Log out, log back in?
Well, like, how can you make another account? I have the one. That's me. I only use me.
Sign out. So, like, with my phone, you can log in with Google. You can log in with Apple. You can log in with an email.
But it's still you. So, you're not going to, you already used your double cheeseburger deal.
Right.
So, how can, so that's what the.
But Apple me is not Google me. To the app, it doesn't know.
Really? It does know that?
Yeah, it's not looking at you.
But it still says you're signed in.
Cody Lisi at Gmail is a different person from Cody Lisi at Yahoo.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those are two different logins.
I think your app would still be like, you're Cody.
No, it wouldn't know. It's just a stupid computer. It doesn't know.
Stupid computer.
The folded egg versus the pre-made egg.
What?
The folded egg is the pre-made egg that they put on a biscuit, sandwiches, and McGriddles. A rounded egg is that fresh egg cracked that goes on McMuffins.
Oh, I never.
They're two different eggs, yeah.
I guess I never really noticed, but you just fold it in, though. It's easy.
What does that mean, though?
It's easy. It's very easy. The way they do it, you just fold it in.
Fold what in?
The egg.
Fold in what? What are you talking about?
The egg with the cheese for the McGriddle. I never really noticed that, though. Now I kind of want.
I never made the rounded egg. I only make the folded egg, I believe.
No,
I like folded egg better because it's a scrambled egg.
No, I want to try.
The McGriddle with a sunny side up egg in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, Bass. Folded egg is just like a carton of egg beaters. It's not. But that's still eggs.
You can call them that?
I think so. We don't call them egg beaters anymore.
We don't call them that.
Listen, get whatever you want. I like it.
All right. These aren't ones that I'm. Because these aren't ones like you really say and I'm scared to do. Like, I want the McTickle Me Nuts.
Yeah, those I'm never doing. I'm never doing those. You guys can have that. The Earth, Sea, and Air or whatever it is.
Or we're just saying a bunch of things and they're supposed to be like.
Gang bang. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not saying that.
And they're supposed to know. Because that, again, we've seen some of the times where it's happened. That's where I say those things. I get the chutzpah to say it. Mm-hmm. And then they go, but those aren't items.
Oh, yep.
And I go, I'm going home forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Katie. Katie says they have steak at McDonald's. Yeah, they got a steak, steak and bagel.
Did you say steak?
It just came back. The bagel, egg, cheese, and steak, I think.
I don't think I've ever tried that because I remember it from back in the day, mm-hmm. but I don't think I ever tried it.
Now I want McDonald's and I'm blacklisted. I'm sure I can never go back again.
Open your thing. Let's see in your app if you can.
Let me open my app here.
Ba-da-ba,
McDonald's.
He's
not opening.
Uh-oh.
No, that just opened. All right, just open.
Like, he's not loving it.
Uh-oh. How many points do you have in your McDonald's app, by the way?
That's the bone I'd like to pick with them. What? They delete your points. I have none.
Yeah, you got to use them.
I have none.
You have none?
No.
How many do you think I have right now?
All right, for once I'm actually going to get 1,130.
Dude,
whoa. 2,000. Wait, hold on. Let me look at the... Oh, I don't want to see where the points are.
Mm-hmm. Who can guess how many points I have in the McDonald's app right now, which just proves to you that I do love McDonald's. I just want you to be better.
5,000. Oh my God. You can get like a whole meal. How many? Oh my God. What can you get?
Anything.
27,000 points.
I can get a franchise if I want.
You can get the building.
I can get a franchise.
Lash Brown,
I have 27,813 points right now.
Wow. I just haven't been, like I said, in so long
mm-hmm.
that...
I'm officially Mayor McCheese now. That's how many points I have. That's how many points I have.
Awesome. They're just...
Sir, congratulations.
They just have the head.
You
here.
Are the new Mayor McCheese.
You're Mayor McCheese, bro.
Why are you making that face?
Because I've forgotten forever and ever and ever.
Oh, I'm not taking buzz balls on a Friday.
You 100% are on Friday.
No, good morning, everybody.
Big boy, we got three to try.
Good morning, everybody.
I really want to try the World Cup edition one. It looks fun.
What flavors are they?
This one is goal melon.
Okay.
Which, I don't know.
What's a goal melon?
It doesn't really say, like, flavors. You have to go off, like, what the drink is.
More for you, then, bud. Green. More
oh,
for
you're
you.
Trying
No,
it.
I don't want it.
This is the Spain one. Sol Siesta.
I'm traveling Friday. I can't have diarrhea.
I don't know what that one is.
I can't have diarrhea.
And then this one. The Argentina one is probably pretty good, too. Smashantina. So
shout out to Buzzballs. People buy them. People like them.
I can't.
They're doing well, I guess. I don't know.
I don't even like them, and I keep getting them.
Ben, how's Buzzball doing? They keep making new flavors. They must be selling them.
But I couldn't imagine
the big ones too. They
like,
sell
but,
now.
But like having that be your drink.
Yeah, they kill it. He says. Is it because of the shape? Is it literally because it's in a ball?
Maybe.
People like them, or the flavors are fun?
Just, yeah, probably.
Good
it's
for them,
it's
man.
Easy.
They found a niche, and they got their money.
Yep.
I'll do this here. As, I'm usually really good at the Jeopardy when it's music-related. I'm pretty good at it.
Okay, yep.
You want to play this one with me?
Okay.
I guess they did one-word album titles last night.
Oh, I'm not going to be good.
You don't think so?
I'm not album titles. Ballsy.
Yeah, Ben is right. They're a spontaneous purchase.
Yes.
At the register, because they're at the register.
Every one of them.
You're
so
like,
far.
Yeah, I guess I'll get one in my mind.
Or I'm like, oh, World Cup ones.
Yeah.
I gotta obviously get the World Cup ones because I had a USA and I had Mexico.
And there's a big trend on TikTok of those. You ever watch? You don't watch TikTok, but there's people, there's a guy, Johnny Drinks, who makes these things.
I've seen him in.
Or there's people who are like.
And recipes and those.
There's liquor stores, not in New York, that does it, but they do the big container.
That's
and then
the
in
motion
the container, yeah, is like a bottle of rum and a couple like
some
a lemonade.
Buzz balls,
and they just pour it all together.
That's
the
where
whole,
I first saw them. And that, you showed me that video of the Renaissance Festival where they had it on the
staff.
They
made a wizard stick out of it, yeah. Yep.
So, all right. Yeah.
See if we can get a see for this.
So Michael Jackson wrote two number one hits for this 1982 album. The title track was penned by Rod Temperton.
Thriller.
82? Was it that?
82 Thriller?
I thought that was like 88.
Thriller or Bad?
Oh, I don't know his album years. I'm bad with years too, especially then when I was still a baby.
What is Thriller?
With T though?
What is Thriller?
Oh.
Yes. We've heard whispers that John McVie suggested changing the title of a 1977 album from Yesterday's Gone to this.
What is Rumors?
See, look, you know all these. I don't know.
Sophia.
What is rumors?
Fleetwood Mac, right.
I wouldn't even be able to told you that.
Says this idiomatic phrase is two words, but Nirvana made it one in 1991.
Never mind.
Look at it.
What is never mind?
Look at him. Right. Oh, you didn't put it in the...
You Need to Calm Down and Cruel Summer are tracks on this 2019 offering from Taylor Swift.
Oh, I don't know her.
Oh, what was her? Cruel Swamp... Obsession?
It's not Shake It Off, the Red album.
Cruel Summer. I don't know Taylor Swift albums.
What?
Devin.
What is Red?
No. Those songs are on Lover.
Lover.
Go ahead. You can say the title of this Kendrick Lamar album full of one-word song titles, like Love and Humble.
Oh, I don't know the name of any of his. Damn. What is Damn?
Sophia.
What is Damn?
You got it.
I did pretty good, except that Taylor Swift.
That was impressive.
I did pretty good, that except was impressive. Taylor
I wouldn't
Swift.
Even have been able to tell you that the bands were even Fleetwood Mac or whatever. Wow. Wow.
I would do okay on a Jeopardy if it was all music or pop culture stuff. Anything about, like, actual knowledge and history, no.
I think my problem with stuff like that is I think my ADD would get me.
On Jeopardy?
Because I'd be, and then I'm starting, you know, I'm looking at lights and stuff like that, and I'm forgetting it. Or
what is it? Oh, I got a buzzer in my hand.
Oh, yeah,
the thing. Cody?
Or I'll be reading it
Cody,
in my
we're
head.
Live.
What's
huh?
up?
Who
What's
is? Up? And I would never phrase it in the question. I'd never do that.
You got to practice
hard. Yeah, sports
hard.
Version you do well with, you think?
Oh, probably.
Sports trivia?
And I do like to play the Nintendo versions. Although
I love video game Jeopardy.
It's so the one it is wicked hard. The ones that make you spell it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are the earlier versions.
Yeah, you have to type it in.
The Super Nintendo one, it knows what you're saying and it'll give you the word. But the regular one, you got to actually spell it out.
This team ended a 100-year championship drought by winning the World Series in 2016.
Is that the Cubs?
Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
This franchise holds the record for the most NBA championships with 18 titles.
Celtics.
Correct. This cover of NHL 2026 features Matthew Tkachuk raising this famous trophy.
Is it the Stanley Cup?
It is.
Okay.
It is. In 2025, this star quarterback was named NFL's MVP for the previous year and married Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
We did it.
In 2018, U.S. Open tennis champion shares her last name with a populous city in Asia.
Oh, I don't know.
Naomi Osaka.
Oh, I do know her.
And this American swimmer holds the all-time record for the most Olympic gold medals.
I'm Michael Phelps.
Good job.
Look at us. All right, we'll be a good team.
The Empire Truck Show this weekend up at your Oswego Speedway. EmpireTruckShow.com. All the trucks you can imagine. Burnouts will be up there. Burnout Nationals. Tommy will be back up there doing burnouts.
Sick.
With that bikini contest and some cash prizes. So if you want to get some action this weekend, EmpireTruckShow.com.
Nice.
I'll give away some passes tomorrow and Thursday.
Yo.
All right. Congratulations to, what's his name, David Rush from Idaho, who has claimed the Guinness World Record of man juggling flaming torches on a unicycle.
Oh, there you go. That's
That's
a useful skill to
that's
have.
That's why I keep saying we just got to find something stupid and claim it.
Yep.
Because if nobody else is going to challenge that, it's going to be there forever.
Nope, like...
The Guinness World Record of juggling torches on a unicycle, achieving 175 consecutive catches, quadrupling the previous record. There was one of 37 catches.
Everyone's out there just juggling torches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cousin Jay, most farts on a radio show. We're well into 1,200 at this point.
Right?
Documented.
I mean, it's right there.
He said, Rush already a multi-record holder in both unicycling and juggling.
Damn, dude. Double dipping.
Quickly discovered the hidden danger. Forward momentum creates a draft that blows flames back into the juggler's face.
Oh, wow, really?
His first attempt cost him his eyebrows.
Sorry.
And the hair on his hands.
That's not funny.
After practicing with unlit torches, Rush made his official attempt and then dropped every torch twice? I don't know what he's saying there, but third try is where he got the rhythm and it worked out.
Sounds like he basically was cooked.
Chat.
Huh?
Chat, is the unicyclist cooked?
Unicyclist cooked.
Is he cooked in there?
Hmm?
I just saw Pauly walk in. I want him to come here and tell you the story. Pauly!
Of the magician.
Yeah, the magician. Yeah, people want to know that.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, geez.
I want him to come in here and tell you guys that story. Pauly!
No, I didn't.
He might not be in the building yet. I just saw him walk past the window. Come here.
There he is.
Come here.
There he is.
Get on this mic, because I told a story about you today.
That I didn't know.
That then people didn't know.
Don't knock over my
car. So, there was a magic show, or like a circus, down near the city, where a guy got shot with an arrow and it went through his neck. And I was saying that you saw a guy buried alive, correct?
I did not. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Halloween. I'm staying at my dad's.
1990. I read the article.
I'm staying at my dad's house in Fresno. And he's like, hey, there's a guy getting buried. You want to go? And I go, no.
Okay.
Like, that doesn't, like, I was at that age. I was like, I don't want to do anything with my dad. So we stayed home.
Did he go?
What? No, but I backed out of. Because then we were later watching the news, and at 11 o'clock, it was man dies from getting it. I was like, I dodged a bullet. Like, I didn't watch a dude die right in front of me.
Because I was thinking of all the kids that watched this circus performer get shot in the neck, and I was like, I think Pauly watched a guy get buried alive, but I guess it's better that you didn't.
No, yeah, I didn't want to. I was like 16. No, I was 18. It was my
1990.
Last, yeah, it was my last. Dad had to hang out with me before child support ended.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, yeah.
It's the Paul Sebelia weekend, yeah. And he was like, you want to go watch a guy get buried alive?
Yeah, yeah, and
he actually died.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Did they just leave him?
Like, he's already buried. Just leave him.
No, they tried to get him out, I guess.
Oh, but, like, man. I read the article this morning. It was, like, sand and, like, wet concrete and stuff.
He just used, like, a plastic box. Plastic coffin. And it just.
They're like, we'll pop out of that and just dig through it.
So dumb.
You can dig through like a dog.
So dumb. So I'm at least happy that you didn't live, that trauma.
That would be a traumatizing event.
Yeah.
No, but it is a funny thing to like tell your dad. You're like, hey, remember the time you tried to get me to go see the guy die?
Did you know anybody that was there?
No.
You didn't know anybody in Fresno at that point?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, Pauly. So he's not that traumatized by it. He almost went see the guy buried
alive. So now we don't know why you are the way you are.
Yeah, we were blaming that, but no. We will hand you off to the 90s at 9 a little early here. Get you ready for the 90s at 9 with some Rammstein. Coco and I will go golfing for our gaming stream. Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Locations all over Central New York and now in Rome. 90s at 9 kicks off.
Du hast
the pig.
It's Rammstein. K-Rock.